Let us go to Milford Asset Management. Joining us from there is Mark Warminger. G'day, Mark.
G'day. Good evening.
Now, recent New Zealand economic data broadly suggests that the economy continues to build positive momentum due in part to the improved housing market and the Christchurch rebuild. How are you reading the data at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, there certainly appears to be an acceleration in the economy at the moment. I mean, despite the GDP number for the first quarter 2013 being a bit disappointing, obviously the summer drought had a negative impact, and, you know, offsetting that a little bit was strong construction growth here. But, you know, the forward-looking data is really the important data. And at the moment, this has really given the impression of a solid base momentum, you know, in the economy. The recent ANZ Business Outlook Survey, you know, that was showing business sentiment rising from an already elevated level, which points to, you know, strong prospects for the economy over the next 6 months. The recent PMI Manufacturing Index, you know, lifted to its strongest level since 2004. And then on the building side, consents and house prices continue to trend higher as well, as we're getting sort of less people leaving for Australia. So, you know, right across the board, it looks like the economy's picking up.
So, Mark, if this continues, do you think we are going to have upward pressure on interest rates?
Look, eventually, but not for the moment. Consumer price inflation isn't an issue in the economy at the moment, and certainly the effect of high rates on the New Zealand dollar would be fairly unwelcome at the moment. You know, recently at the RBNZ meeting, they left rates unchanged, and they continue to signal that it expects to maintain 2.5% interest rates at least until the end of the year. You know, and in their outlook specifically commented that higher interest rates are not the right policy response at this point in time. You know, but certainly it does appear to be a matter of when, not if, rates start going up, as long as the data continues to be strong.
I just wonder if there is a bit of a disconnect forming here. I mean, on one hand, the economic data appears strong, but companies recently seem to be disappointing with their commentaries. Freightways and the retailers come to mind. What do you think?
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. The retailers, you know, they had warm, dry weather conditions that helped their, you know, their summer trading, and that was positive for them. But now, you know, the same conditions have negatively impacted the winter trading. Winter started late. And many retailers were caught out of season, winter stock in, warm weather. And to some extent, this has affected freightways as well. Softer retail volumes over the past few months has impacted Post-Hast and Castle Parcel brands. Although, you know, freightways is a little bit unusual because they seem to be extrapolating a weak couple of months out for a full year at the same time that the forward-looking economic indicators are rising. So, you know, with freightways, there may be a little bit of looking in the rearview mirror here.
So, Mark, potentially, earnings expectations for companies, could they start to improve going forward?
Look, I certainly think that, you know, some of the disappointing guidance we've had lately will start disappearing over the next 6 months. Obviously, you know, each company's different in terms of the factors which affect their earnings. But, you know, when we look at the rate of change of earnings expectations, it does suggest we are near a turning point in the cycle. And positively, this is backed up somewhat by sort of profit expectations and the economic data as well. So next 6 months actually looks quite good.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mark.
Great. Thank you.
Mark Warminger, who is with Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner for New Zealand for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management, who offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver planned funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, visit milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or you can call Milford on 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. It's 23 to 7, News Talk ZB.